ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The holiday travel getaway now in full swing. A record number of Americans taking to the skies and roads this holiday period. ABC's Sam Sweeney on what to expect.
If you're going to be out on the roads, it's going to be a much different story. 90% of people who are traveling for this holiday will be driving. If you can leave early in the morning, you should do so. Of course, at the airports as well, it's going to be busy in the morning, busy in the evenings, but just pack a little, use a little extra time if you are heading out there.
President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, now sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. It does not include the Boston bomber or two mass shooters. They remain on death row. The Kilauea volcano started to erupt early this morning in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. So powerful, it's also triggered earthquake activity. The lava exploding and flowing, shooting into the air with officials issuing an aviation code red. This is ABC. Hollywood is responding to actress Blake Lively's complaint filed in a California court last week against her It Ends With Us co-star Justin Baldoni. Here's ABC's Lara Spencer.
And Lively's Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants co-stars just put out a group statement saying they stand in solidarity with her and they're inspired by her courage to stand up for herself and others. Meanwhile, Lively releasing a statement over the weekend saying she hopes her legal action helps pull back the curtain on what she's calling sinister, retaliatory tactics aimed at harming people who speak up about misconduct.
Baldoni denies the allegations. Panama's newly elected president responding to President-elect Donald Trump's threats to seize the Panama Canal. In a video message, President Jose Raul Mulino said the canal and its adjacent zone is Panama's and will remain so. Trump responding on social media saying we'll see about that. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
JCPenney's Super Saturday sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweater starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Students march on the state capitol to demand solutions to gun violence.
Protect kids, not guns. That was the message Friday morning as dozens of students from Madison and Madison area high schools converged on the state capitol to call on lawmakers to enact solutions to gun violence and mental health access. 4 days after the deadly shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School left three people dead, including a teenage student, a teacher, and the teenage student shooter. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access.
There are laws that prevent felons from purchasing a firearm, and making sure that felons aren't getting those firearms is, I think, a critical component. Increasing the waiting period, restoring the 48-hour period, for example, is a step that I think could help prevent harm. It could also help prevent suicides in Wisconsin.
Call commented in an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting. With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. A law that bans most public unions in Wisconsin will remain in effect for now. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost announced Thursday he would put a temporary hold on his ruling that Wisconsin Act 10 is unconstitutional while he considers if it should be fully stayed during the appeals process. Republican lawmakers say Act 10 has survived previous challenges and has been on the books for over a decade. Public unions didn't wait, though, and a Madison teachers union already demanded contract negotiations after the ruling December 2nd. The case will likely head to the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast today with light snow possible early. We'll see patchy fog building in by tonight. High temperatures today will hit the mid-30s and slide to the mid-20s overnight. Likely waking up to a foggy morning tomorrow morning, high temperatures will tap the freezing mark and rise above freezing on Christmas. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
For another year, and the disaster relief bill, including economic aid, was okayed. Now the Senate can focus on Trump administration nominees after, of course, the Christmas and New Year's break. No break for Machinery Pete. We've got an equipment market update coming your way.
Live with plenty of time to finish Christmas shopping via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk This Morning. We'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Then it's Bill Wirtz from the Consumer Choice Center. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
Now, is that a fact or hopeful thinking that there's plenty of time left for Christmas shopping?
Oh, absolutely there's plenty of time. In fact, there's so much time left.
Yeah.
That sounds like the beloved listener has time to sit and really focus in. Just everyone just focus in on the sound.
How are they going
to
get it delivered
right
in time?
Now. They're trying to focus right now. They don't have to worry about delivering. It's all going to work itself out, baby.
It's all going
to
work
out? Let's all just relax and listen to AgriTalk. What do you say?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm all for that.
That's right.
I'm all for that. Hey, buddy, how's it going? How's the weekend?
Oh, really, really good. It felt like Christmas around here.
I'll tell you what. It really felt like Christmas around here. We had the kids and grandkids under the same roof for a couple of nights, and we all survived it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, Papa was pretty popular when he hooked the sled up behind the side-by-side and started giving rides.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, and your grandkids are young enough, they're going to think, for a while anyway, that you are the first guy to ever think of doing that.
I'm telling you, when I was pulling the sled to the back of the side-by-side, my granddaughter looked at me like, this is the greatest idea I have ever seen.
Yep. And off we go.
Oh, it was fun. Fun time. Okay, we've got Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, coming up here. We're going to get an update on what's going on in the used machinery markets, of course. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the HHS nominee, RFK Jr., and what it we'll get some perspective on what his nomination, what his potential time in the cabinet might mean for U.S. farmers. Bill Wirtz, ag policy analyst with the Consumer Choice Center, coming up. So,
all right, very good.
All right, man, let's get to the news.
Well, we'll start with the weather. The National Weather Service is looking for heavy rain and mountain snow to return to the West Coast region this evening. Showers and thunderstorms developing over portions of the south central states. Relatively mild conditions across the majority of the country. Yeah. This in the lead up to Christmas.
Yep, Brett Waltz coming right up.
The Christmas holiday on Wednesday will alter both market and government operations. Most U.S. financial and commodity markets will close early on Tuesday tomorrow at noon or 12.05 p.m. Central Time. Markets and U.S. government offices will remain closed on Wednesday and reopen on Thursday. Well, Chip, we've been watching this, but a dispute panel has ruled Mexico violated its commitments under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, by issuing a decree banning genetically modified corn imports in early 2023, marking a crucial win for American corn growers. The ruling carries substantial economic implications, given that Mexico is the largest export market for U.S. corn. Mexico said it would adhere to the USMCA ruling, which obliges it to eliminate restrictions on imports of U.S. GM corn. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced she will seek to prohibit the planting of GM corn in the country through a reform to the Constitution in 2025.
Yeah, the corn groups, corn commodity groups, very excited about this decision.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced his resignation effective December 31st. Jane Nishida, Assistant Administrator for the Office of International and Tribal Affairs, will serve as Acting Administrator. Additional cabinet-level departures from the Biden administration are expected in the coming weeks. President Trump-elect vowed to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal. Criticizing its fees and China's growing influence, Panama's President José Raúl Mulino pushed back, calling sovereignty, quote, non-negotiable, adding every square meter of the Panama Canal belongs to his country.
That's a story that we're going to watch very closely.
Yep. With the new stopgap spending measure extending government funding until March 14, lawmakers are on recess until January 3rd. It's also a quiet week on the economic front, given the midweek Christmas holiday. House Democrats are signaling to Speaker Mike Johnson that they will not come to his rescue again, according to Axios. Johnson faces a razor-thin majority next year and growing discontent with his party. Representative Thomas Massey has already pledged to vote against Johnson's re-election as Speaker on January 3rd, with several other Republicans undecided. Here we go again, Chip, with the Speaker thing.
Well, yeah, but here we go again for too long. January 3rd, they've got to make these decisions because they've got an election to certify on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
That could get in the way of this. If they want to quote unquote play the games with the speaker's role again, it could get really kind of dicey.
Yep. Well, Chip, the Biden administration announced the last minute trade investigation into Chinese made legacy semiconductors that will offer Trump a choice about whether to enact new tariffs on Chinese made chips. The deal is legacy chips use older, mature manufacturing processes, which are found in a wide range of mass market applications. They do not include advanced chips for use in artificial intelligence applications or sophisticated microprocessors. And finally, Chip, the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services announced Friday the state's first human case of highly pathogenic avian influenza. A commercial poultry worker was exposed by a flock in northwest Iowa. No county has been named so far, Chip.
Okay. Yep, we're going to have to watch that closely. All right, thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BamWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Man, oh, man, it looks quite in the middle of the country right now.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. Some rain later this week, perhaps. Temperatures getting up into the 50s for parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana as we work into Friday, Saturday. In terms of this time of the year, pretty tame as we work through the holiday.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it. Okay, Brett?
Yeah.
I am not afraid to take this and run with it. Any red flags for winter weather?
You know, not over the next week or so. I think that what happens shortly after the new year is winter is going to come back with a vengeance. We've kind of seen these ups and downs already this year, and I think that the pattern early to mid-January ultimately evolves to be one that offers up numerous chances of winter storms and probably a colder pattern as well before we warm things back up again later in January. So kind of getting that up and down to continue.
Gotcha, gotcha. What about South America? What's going on?
Yeah, so South America, you know, I still don't see any major red flags down there either. Brazil should be in a good spot to get some solid rains this week, including areas like Mato Grosso, far southeastern Brazil, Argentina, a little bit drier. But then we go into the new year, and those areas that are dry this week get a little bit wetter again. And so continuing to get the rains that are needed for most of those locations down there.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of – it is drying out in the southern Brazil and in Argentina, but it's nothing to fret over at this point, is it?
No, and there's still those chances in the extended range.
Yeah.
If it was staying dry for an extended period of time, I'd be more concerned, but I just don't see that right now.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, Brett, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Yep. We will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you, too.
All right, Brett Waltz, BamWX.com. Coming up next, we are going to take a look at what's happening in the used equipment markets. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, here on AgriTalk.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
bud. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Case IH. Keep it genuine. Case IH genuine parts and lubricants are specifically engineered, tested, and proven for your Case IH equipment. Visit your Case IH dealer to learn more.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Monday before Christmas 2024. Glad that you have decided to spend a little bit of time with us. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, is spending some time with us as well. How you doing, Greg? Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys as well. I'm doing well up here. We got a little snow on the ground, so it looks like we will have a white Christmas in Minnesota.
Very good, very good. Hard to avoid that most years.
Yes, yeah. Most years. Well, now it's about 50-50, data guy that I am. But, yeah, it's looking outside, it's snowy, reminds me of being a kid. So.
Yep. Yeah, we had some snow on the ground this weekend, but by the sounds of it, we might be losing some to some rain by the end of this week. So we'll have to watch that. All right, buddy, let's get us started with pick of the week. What do you got?
Hey, pick of the week, we'll just hop this weekend, Saturday, consignment sale over at Sioux Center, Iowa, at the old airport facility there by my friends at Zomer Company Realty and Auction. They had a 2008 John Deere 7930 tractor, only had 131 hours on it. I don't know the story on the family with it, but it was a one owner. I don't know if someone just, you know, got ill or maybe got out of farming, but anyway, 16 years old, 131 hours. So obviously, it's going to be a hot seller, and it did very well. It's over $190,000. That's actually tied for the second highest auction price ever in a 7930. And I did find it interesting, Chip, that the same auction company, Zomer Company Realty and Auction, they have the record, which was just $1,000 higher, 191. That was back on March 24th of 23 at the same facility in Sioux Center. So I guess if you got a low hour at 7930, you might want to call my friends Blake and the crew there at Zomer Company in Northwest Iowa there. Yeah. Sioux Center. They'll get her done for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when you said 190,000, I was thinking, man, oh man, that's got to be a record, but it's within $1,000 of it. So, I mean, in this case, what we've been talking about all along, the pre-def, low hour, good quality equipment, it's not shown a lot of price pressure, has it?
No, it's hanging in there. It's interesting that one that set the record of 191, that was March of 23. So that was, you know, that was kind of about, still coming off of the heights, I'd say end of 22 was the absolute top as we look backwards. But through March was still pretty high in 23. Now that one had, was a 10 model with 467 hours that went 191. So, you know, year and a half later, end of 24. But generally speaking, like you said, I mean, it's the good pre-def stuff is still holding much, much stronger than the late model stuff for sure.
Gotcha. Okay. Should we move away and get down to Jasper, Missouri?
Yeah, I had tell you what, so much fun down there last week, Chip. I was fortunate to cover an auction Thursday. It was a sale for Tong Farms. Steve Tong was retiring, and the sale was by Teeter Auction Company. Young auctioneer there, Josh Teeter. We filmed one of his sales a year ago. He's a young guy, and a year ago we interviewed him, and he told me, Greg, you know, I assumed his dad was in the business, but he said he just used to go to sales when he was a little bugger with his grandpa.
Yeah.
And told I met his uncle at the sale this week, and he said, you know, Greg, young Josh came up to me and he said, I want to be an auctioneer. And I'm telling you what, Josh Teeter is a heck of an auctioneer. It is fun to listen to him. If you haven't seen our YouTube video from the sale Thursday, just watch it and listen to Josh, because it will make you smile. And it was a great sale. It was interesting. The owner, you know me, Chip, the older I get, I mean, it's fun to cover the equipment and report on that, but the people is really the deal. So this guy, Steve Tong, the farmer who's retiring, the sale was right off, I think it was Highway 49, runs north and south in Jasper there, and they had it right next to this facility they were building. It looked to me like kind of off I-80 over in eastern Iowa, the world's biggest truck stop.
Yep.
And Steve is building this. He's calling it the Roadhouse. Now, for you movie fans out there, I did not remember this, but the old movie Roadhouse that starred Patrick Swayze, that was fictitionally set in Jasper, Missouri. And so Steve is naming this place the Roadhouse, and I'm telling you, it's beautiful. It's going to open in February. So when you're going up and down I-49 there, stop. Because he's contracting with the local Amish folks, and they make fresh pies. So Steve at the auction goes, Pete, before you leave the sale, you got to go in. I got something for you. So I go into his facility there, and they have four fresh baked pies, a pumpkin, a pecan, a cherry, and an apple. So that might have been my best takeaway ever from an auction. But the equipment was great. It was a very good sale. They had a John Deere 348, a square baler, never been used. Steve had a car accident some time ago. He's doing better. But so anyway, he bought this baler, never used it, brought $25K, fourth highest price ever. He had a J-Lore 5575 vertical TMR mixer. So, of course, the livestock equipment's been doing a little better last year. So that brought $33,500. That was the second highest price ever. Tractors. They were pretty much right on the money. He had a 21 model 8R 280, 904 hours, went 260. Average price this year is about 254. He had a 14 model 8320R, 3254 hours, went 154. Average price this year is about 152. Mm-hmm. 13 model 8285R, 3465 hours, did 126. The average on a 13 model is actually 126.5. So pretty much right on the money. Mm-hmm. He did have the hottest tractor, I would say, was the 89 model 4755 Deere. 8,106 hours. Had a new John Deere engine in it, brought 60. The average this year is about 36,000. But I was filming it, and when it was a good bidding war. It was a big crowd there.
Yeah.
The guy that was runner-up was an older gentleman standing right next to me. And I said, oh, good try, sir. And we got to visiting a little bit, and he's trying to fill out his collection of 55 series. He's got a 42 and a 45, 55. He wants a 47. So yeah. It was really a fun day there in Jasper on Thursday.
Well, we could do nothing but talk about that auction. It was huge. I can't believe how much equipment was down there.
Yeah, there was a lot of construction stuff, CAT excavators.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
It was a great, great sale. Steve, awesome guy, fun to visit with.
Yeah. Okay. We better keep moving here. Let's go over to Fairmount, Indiana.
Yeah, this one really had people talking shit. It was Thursday, my friends at Merritt Auctions. So the tractor was very, you know, was interesting. It was a 14 model John Deere 8345R, 2219 hours, went 227.5. But it was really the semi. It was a 21 model Pete 389 with a Cummins. It was fully deleted. One owner, only had 24,180 miles on it. It brought 207.5. Of course, we posted that, and of course, everyone was talking about the fully deleted and, oh, be careful on who you're telling. The feds are watching, all that stuff. But anyway, I'm not sure. I think it's heading to Wisconsin for a milk operation or something, but beautiful rig. And again, the deleted part, of course, gets people talking, is what it is, you know.
Yep.
So, but that was a good sale by Merritt Auctions.
All right. Let's go out to Kansas. What'd you see out there in Eureka?
A very, very interesting item here. It set a record on Tuesday. My friends at Purple Wave online auction. They had this 2014 New Holland TV 6070 bidirectional. Again, you know, the needle in the haystack. It only had 185 hours on it, and it had been owned by the city of Eureka, Kansas, and it sold for $176,000. Now, of course, you'd expect this to be super high. I mean, it's 10 years old, like new, and it did. It went 23,700 over the record. Wow. Of course, a lot of people were commenting like, wow, why'd the city buy that if they didn't use it? But, you know, that I've seen that happen actually quite a bit over the years. I remember the city of Kenyon, Minnesota, years ago, had a John Deere 4455, that mechanical front that they hardly had any hours on at a Mehring auction, wound up selling for a record like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have plans and things change or whatever, but 176, that was pretty interesting on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. You know what? We better jump out to what's coming up. We're going to have to do the airline flight story some other time, Greg. But what's coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, my friends at Big Iron, they have a sale. It's an estate part of the sale from Bruce Kuhlman in Sumner, Iowa. If you like Massey tractors, folks, four super low-hour ones, a 12 model 8650, 239 hours, 12 model 8660, 877 hours, 13 model 7620, 819 hours, and a 19 model 4710 with a loader, only 636 hours. So I think those four Masseys are going to ring the bell on Thursday on BigIron.com.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. All right, buddy. Hey, very Merry Christmas to you, buddy. We are really thankful that we get to have a conversation with you every Monday, and looking forward to many, many more.
Yeah, hey, Merry Christmas to you, Chip, and the crew, and all you listeners out there. Look forward to 25. It'll be a great year.
Outstanding. All right, that is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, with the report on what's going on. And seriously, check him out. Check out the YouTube channel for Machinery Pete, because that auction down in Jasper, Missouri, was really something to behold. He did a great job reporting on that. So give it a look there. All right, coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with Bill Wirtz, Ag Policy Analyst at Consumer Choice Center. That's next.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team 3 great days of learning and networking. January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinic registration today to register.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Look, markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian. Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange, January milk down 15 to 1967, February down 10 to 1959, March down 7 to 1951, April down 5 at 1931. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live cattle markets are moving relatively flat to slightly lower. There has been some profit taking from last week's big gains. It's also a holiday shortened week, and that is also providing some volatility to the markets. Feeder cattle moving up mostly higher, though. Some of this, again, holiday shortened week and that strong demand in the country. Hog markets, though, triple-digit losses, lower pork cutout values means lower fundamental support and lower prices. December live cattle down 27 cents to 191.05. January feeder cattle up 97 cents to 256.57. February hogs down $1.70 to 84.22. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans slightly lower. There could be some dryness happening in Argentina, but there has been a bit of profit taking as well in the markets. And really, Brazil's weather is looking very good for their soybean crop. Wheat markets are moving mostly higher as some weakness in the dollar helping to support wheat markets today. New crop corn down a quarter to 437 and a half. New crop beans down a quarter to 897. March wheat up 8.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
It's the most wonderful show on the radio.
Christmas edition.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Davis, for that. I appreciate it. As we were talking about at the start of the show, now that we've got the spending bill, the funding bill passed, the continuing resolution, they're on vacation until January 3rd. And when they come back, they've got to certify the elections. And then it's for the Senate, it's going to be full focus on let's get through some of the hearings of the nominees of the Trump administration so that Senate can hit the ground running the day of or the day after the inauguration on January 20th. And I think that's part of the plan here. So let's find out exactly what is going on with some of the nominees. One nominee in particular, I want to talk to Bill Wirtz, Ag Policy Analyst at Consumer Choice Center. Mr. Wirtz, thank you so much. It is good to talk to you. How are you today? Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for having me. Merry Christmas to you also. And how are you?
Good, good. Really interested in some of these nominees. Of course, when we talk about agriculture, we're looking at the USDA nominee of Rollins. But first, let's talk about the nominee for the Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm going to assume that Kennedy is going to be confirmed, although I know that some senators have expressed reservations. What are we going to get in RFK Jr.?
Well, so that's a big question, because ultimately Donald Trump has been trying for the last few days and weeks to try and confirm, like to try and convince everyone that RFK is not the conspiracy theorist that right. that he is and has been for the last two decades. And whether it is pesticides or gene editing and all of these things that he, you know, has significant reservations. And vaccines is part of that too. He is someone who has called for banning most things that yeah. is part of our modern agricultural system and our modern medicinal system, and to get rid of it. And now he needs to talk to senators that are on a completely different wavelength politically. And there was always a consensus in the US that it is always better to go for innovation and see what works and what makes agriculture more efficient. Mm-hmm. And RFK is sort of on the, and I mean, you can hear this from my accent, I'm a European, the European approach of the precautionary principle. Let's ban everything first, and then let's see in 20 years whether it's made us poorer or richer, and in most right. cases, it's made us poorer. And I feel like that approach is just not in line with what senators believe, and I don't know what Donald Trump will have to give them in order for them to confirm him, but I think he still faces an uphill battle, especially if he slips up in those confirmation hearings. Because those hearings are going to really dig into, and the Democrats are definitely going to dig into many of the controversial things that he says about modern science.
Yeah, yeah. Let's stay on the genetically engineered products here, GMOs, whatever you want to call them. Now, can he just, with the stroke of a pen, say, we're not going to do this anymore?
He cannot, but he can make things a lot more difficult. And I mean, the interesting thing is between those different agencies, with USDA and EPA going one direction, if that HHS goes into another, then the question is, what are sort of the legal implications of that? And I mean, he knows a fair bit about that. I mean, his yeah. entire career in the last few years has been a trial lawyer trying to,
right.
trying to sue these big companies with very spurious claims, and eventually the company settled for billions, and then the lawyers, of course, pocket a big chunk of that, which, you know, has made someone like RFK even richer than his family already is. So he's really in the business of trying to cater to sort of the legal changes that he could possibly make through those agencies to make it harder for new pesticides to get on the market, for new genetic traits to get on the market. And that, of course, you know, makes things difficult. I mean, we know this specifically in Europe, where we have a lack of varieties in agriculture. We are facing the complications of changing climate. So we need to adapt. We need new products. We need new varieties. We need to adapt to sort of the challenges of tomorrow. And if you have someone at HHS who thinks that, you know, FDA should regulate the consumer products to the standard of, let's not allow anything new, let's do agriculture the way our ancestors did it, which, you know, was just significantly less efficient, then I think we're going to have a real problem there. And I think eventually those nominees are going to start battling each other. And I'm not sure President Trump is really like looking for that to happen.
Right.
So the big question is ultimately, how much steering does Trump have on someone like RFK, who, you know, was still running as a Democrat a couple of months ago?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. He's also against the pesticides, as you mentioned. But the combination of the innovations that we've made with some of the chemicals and the genetic engineering has reduced the total amount of chemical that we're using in the field. Bill, you know that. I know that.
That's
right. It's an indisputable fact. And he talks about going backwards to old chemistry that we know is more dangerous than what we are using today. But he gets, but he gets support for that. Why? How?
Well, I mean, it's part because the general public is just not very well informed about how the food is made, but has a lot of opinions about how the food ought to be made. And I think this is, I mean, it's one of those things, like, everyone carries an iPhone in their pocket, but, you know, you ask the general consumer, what do they actually know about how the phone works? Like, no idea, right? We bring it, if it breaks, we could bring it to the magic phone guy and he fixes it. But with food, we have strong opinions on how it should be made without necessarily knowing the process that goes into it and how much crop loss there is in depending on the season, right? And so, and I think he plays on that that misconception. And of course, I mean, just the word pesticide in itself is just not a great word. I mean, if a word ends the same way, then the word genocide is just not great. We should eventually maybe reframe it. But it's just, he plays on the fears of people. Most people just don't know that our food system has become safer, that with the use of fungicides, we have reduced liver cancers because we have less mycotoxin contamination. Most people don't know that we actually produce more food globally with less land. So we create more space for forestry, for wildlife to get back. We're becoming more efficient, which makes food affordable for the average consumer. And, yeah. and he uses these spurious studies. I mean, the most, I think what is a good, illustration of the difficulties with the old Trump administration and this new Trump administration. Under the old Trump administration, efforts were made to essentially make atrazine available again, because under the Obama administration, it was practically unusable because of the residue level rules. Mm-hmm. So it was essentially brought back under the EPA of Donald Trump. And RFK thinks that atrazine makes the frogs gay. Quotes this old study by Tyrone Hayes, and this is the really ridiculous conspiracy theory. So I just don't know how a very pro-ag administration of 2016 is, you know, trying to reconcile with this person who really doesn't have the interest of farmers at heart, at least the way I read it.
Okay, all right. You were touching on this earlier, but I'm just going to ask it straight out. What is his motivation? What is RFK Jr.'s motivation?
Well, I mean, you could be cynical about it, and the motivation could ultimately be, you know, that's something I mentioned just earlier. I mean, he was a, you know, trial lawyer, and he made a lot of money off of these claims. And maybe this is just a way for him to, you know, help his friends who continue to be in those law firms to get even more claims out, in the future. But I think ultimately he must believe a fair bit of that. I mean, his campaign staff even had difficulties during his campaign to find venues that don't have microwaves in the hotels, because they think that microwaves, are bad for you, and, you know, Wi-Fi routers are bad for you. So, I mean, there must be a certain level of him actually believing that there's some large conspiracy where everyone tries to make us sick. Farmers are trying to make us sick. Big corporations are trying to make us sick. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, everyone tries to make us sick, and everything is corrupt. Eventually, if you go down this rabbit hole, you see enemies everywhere. So I think his motivation is ultimately to try and improve things. I don't even doubt his motivation that when he says make America healthy again, I don't think there's something fundamentally wrong with this ambition. It's just that his approach of, you know, banning all of these modern innovations is just going to do the exact opposite. So his motivation ultimately is to create a profile of achieving goals. And I mean, he promised improved health within 2 years. I mean, that's just, he lives a bit in a fantasy land there, I think.
Yeah. See, it's that what you just described right there that makes it really difficult for me to get behind RFK Jr. And hey, if the Senate approves him, the Senate approves him. I'm not giving advice on that at all. But on one hand, he says things like we want to make America healthy again. And then he talks about we're going to get rid of genetically engineered products that reduce, you know, like we said, reduces pesticide use. The two just don't fit together. You can't connect those dots, yet he's trying to do it. That's the issue that I have.
It's mind-boggling, and you just look at he's also an environmentalist, and I mean, you have a reduced resource use, you have reduced water use, you need less land to produce more food. I mean, all of those things that, as an environmentalist, you should be happy about. You know, this also with herbicides, you increase the availability of no-till farming, which releases less, releases less global warming gases into the emissions. I mean, all of these things are good. You know, agriculture is not the enemy. Modern agriculture is not the enemy of our climate ambitions. It needs to be part of it. The conversation needs to be with farmers and say, okay, what else can we find to make this even more efficient? Because if you say, okay, well, you know, agriculture is, what, about 10% of greenhouse gas emissions? What more can we do to make it better? And I think that should be the conversation, not trying to make life harder for consumers and farmers.
Bill, excellent perspective. Appreciate you making time for us today. Again, Merry Christmas to you and be safe.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bill Wirtz, Agriculture Policy Analyst for Consumer Choice Center. Wow, some things to think about there. Davis and I will be right back.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Actor Bill Murray is known for his classic movie roles, but did you know he credits a painting for saving his life?
I think it's called The Song of the Lark. It's a woman working in a field, and there's a sunrise behind her. I think that gave me some sort of feeling that I, too, am a person and get another chance every day the sun comes up.
Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times when you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Jim Franchetti. He is a product marketing manager at Case IH Parts and Services. Jim, farmers are always looking for opportunities to extend the life of their farm equipment, especially as farm expenses rise. How does Case IH Parts and Service recommend that farmers maximize the performance of lifespan of their equipment lineup?
Yeah, I think it all starts with using genuine Case IH parts and lubrication and filters, and also making sure that you're maintaining your equipment with preventative maintenance and following the preventative schedule that's outlined in the operator's manual. I think another good thing to consider is taking the equipment in to your local Case IH dealership for inspections. They can help you put together a preventative maintenance package and also recommend some of those wear parts that you may need to take care of to prevent bigger issues in the future.
Okay, excellent, Jim. And I know you mentioned some of it, but what OEM products do you recommend from Case IH?
Yeah, as far as lubricants goes, definitely recommend Case IH, number one, engine oil, our Hitran premium transmission fluid, as well as the extended life OAT coolant. In addition to some of the fluids and filters that we recommend, also consider the OEM replacement parts for some of those wear parts that you need to replace following each season of use.
Excellent, Jim. Where can customers go for more information?
Your local Case IH dealership, they are your best resources for parts and fluids and recommendations, as well as visiting mytnhstore.com.
Excellent, Jim. Thank you so much. That is Jim Franchetti, Product Marketing Manager at Case IH Parts and Service.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%. especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on your Monday morning, everybody. Gosh, here bright and early. Thanks for being here, your pal Davis Michelson. We had a couple of great conversations there. We're going to talk about those. But first, this.
Santaflation. I can't afford a planter this year. Santaflation. I'd love to have a brand new skid steer. Santaflation. Machinery is just too darn high.
So that was the strain from a year ago, I believe, that one. Was dropped by the AgriTalk Men of Song. Thanks, fellas. Here we are again. I didn't, the discussion with machinery, Pete, has changed a little bit. I don't know if the prices have softened sharply like that. You know, it's eye popping, concerning at all. Mm-hmm. But, I think machinery prices do certainly seem to have come down, and they are accessible if you know the right thing to look for. Fair statement, Chip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the thing is, we're talking about a depreciating asset again. Mm. There for a while, it was an appreciating asset. Ooh, yeah. That's not the case anymore. And as we get into the economics, the financial strategies that guys are doing, that makes a difference. It is a depreciating asset. We've got to remember that. Mm-hmm. This is more normal than the inflationary period that we went through when equipment was, you know, relatively new equipment, relatively late model equipment was worth more than what it was paid for, brand new off the factory floor. Mm-hmm. So that is not the case anymore. That is not the case.
All right. Really great talk there with Bill Wirtz from the Consumer Choice Center talking about.
Did you see where he was?
In Luxembourg.
Right.
Luxembourg. Clear across the pond. It's like almost dinner time there.
What? Right
now. It's almost dinner time there. Yeah.
Well, I thought Luxembourg is just south of Gutenberg.
Different Berg.
Oh.
This is Luxembourg.
That Luxembourg.
That's the one. And here's the thing, talking about everybody has an opinion on how food should be grown, but nobody knows how to do it.
Yeah.
As far as the consumers go, strong opinions here. When we're talking about a guy like RFK and the potential impacts that he may have, we got to think about who's the varsity squad right now? You got a whole bunch of huge personalities. The least of which, of course, President-elect Trump. You've got Elon Musk. You've got Vivek Ramaswamy. You've got RFK. These are all very strong figures, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My question is, does the USDA also have someone like that who can swim in those waters, who knows how to deal with people like that? Because there's a trick to it.
It is my understanding, and this was when Rollins was first nominated.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like if she wants, she can pick up the phone and have a conversation with with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump will take that phone call. It's might be on a different level than Musk and Ramaswamy and Kennedy.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, she can make the phone calling and get him to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She comes with an impressive resume. I don't know much about her, but I would dare say she's probably no Daisy. When it comes to policy, when it comes to opinions, when it comes to getting done what she believes needs to get done. I guess, you know, I am anxious to learn more about her when we put it into the context of, okay, here comes a guy like RFK Jr. who wants to fiddle with what we do. Because, Chip, we know the herbicides, the pesticides, the things that go down on weed killer. I like that he's like, let's not use pesticide. Weed killer. Bug killer, all of these things, these are techniques that we've developed over history so that we can feed the planet. Without those things, only farmers would eat.
Right.
Only farmers would eat without those things.
Yep.
And we need someone to fight for that.
I tend to have a different view of, you know, every farmer feeds 100 and some people.
Oh, yeah. I like your take on this a lot.
It takes about 200 farmers to do the Christmas feast that we had this weekend, you know, between the potatoes and the corn and
pickled herring. Somebody's got to make all those
herring,
pickles.
Yes. The prime rib, the salt, the pepper, the
cranberries, all of it.
I mean, you got to list it all off. The sourdough bread.
Yeah.
The cranberry jelly, the horseradish.
All that came from one farm? I want to see that farm.
So, yeah, believe me, I get it when we talk about the productivity of an American farmer. It is unbelievably high. But the reason that it's one of the reasons that it is unbelievably high is because of some of the innovations and advancements that have not only been implemented but adopted and put to use. And as Bill Wirtz was explaining, it's safer. It allows a level of efficiency and productivity and safety that was unimaginable 25 years ago.
Yep.
And here we are. Here we are. It's very interesting. Now, to go along with Rollins.
Yes.
Stephen Vaden is President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for USDA Deputy Secretary.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so far, very favorable reviews on this. This is, we talked about it when Rollins got the nod, that eventually there will be an undersecretary nomination that is stay home and get the job done kind of guy. It sounds like Vaden is that person.
Okay? That. Yeah.
So, off we run. Off we run. And we are off and running this week. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Come back this afternoon. Dave Chatterton, Strategic Farm Marketing. They're on radio. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden commuted the death sentences of nearly all the federal inmates on death row. 37 will